like show business. I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Kevin Carr.
The heck you are. You look like Tony Erdman to me.
But this is... It's movie time!
Oh, Kevin. You know, the Oscars are a couple of days away. And I thought we should have something that's Oscar-related. So I found a German comedy.
You generally don't think of German comedies.
Kevin is dressed up as the titular Tony Erdman. Fantastic blonde wig on.
Fantastic is a word for it, that's for sure. And just some fake teeth. It's his alter ego. Everyone has a crazy uncle or father. In this one, it's a father-daughter situation.
So if you're having problems with your professional daughter and you're of a certain age and you want to connect again, then...
Don't do this.
However, it does make for an amusing movie, up for an Oscar for Best Foreign Language Film.
It does comedy in different ways. There's the overt comedy where Tony Erdman is this obnoxious idiot. He's basically this alter ego that this father had as a prank for his daughter. And his daughter's like in her late 30s or early 40s trying to have a career. And he's still running around with his wig. So that's very broad and easy to digest.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it does some bizarre comedy as well.
It's very absurdist in some points.
Yes.
And slapsticky in another. Underneath, Kev, a theme about adjusting to the contemporary world of business.
Yeah.
She is a consultant. She's uptight that he's trying to reconnect with her. They once had a good connection. He's trying to reconnect. One of the ways he used to was put in these bad teeth that you have.
Do these fake teeth. And you get introduced by him early in the movie. It's a foreign language film, but it's very different than what you'd see as an American film.
Oh,
because
boy.
It doesn't state what's really going on. You just kind of have to figure it out. He doesn't take life seriously. And his daughter takes life super
way serious. Too seriously, right? Well, he comes into the office as a life coach or something. I forget what it is. And she, of course, is not going to introduce him to her colleagues as her father. So she kind of has to put up with his zaniness.
Yep.
But then Kevin, in Tony Erdman, the name of this film, there is a memorable scene, the nude scene.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's the one I didn't come as. I was either going to do with the wig and the teeth or just come in completely naked.
Look at this is one a of variation of letting everything hang out.
Yeah. Well, and that's what I'm talking about, this sort of uncomfortableness. It's not something you would expect to happen, and it does take a little bit of time for you to catch up to with what's really going on in the scene and how impromptu this is. So that's part of that absurdistness that you would never get away with that in America.
You wouldn't. And it is. There is one point where he comes out something like Chewbacca, the Bulgarian Kukeri monster. It's this huge, hairy, that shambles around.
But you don't know it's him. That's the thing that's amazing about it is you don't know. And you're like, you watch this and you're like, this could turn into a horror movie. But the thing is, what's interesting is you've seen these kind of movies before with an uptight parent or kid.
Right.
And then the parent or kid of the opposing parent or kid comes in as a train wreck. And then they have to sort of reconcile. And we see that. We saw that last year with The Meddler was one of them. But this is made for a wholly different cultural audience. But it hits a lot of the same themes. I mean, the uptight daughter who works in business and wants to be taken seriously. The older figure who just, his life has never kind of come together.
You know, so you have two fronts in this film. You have the family communication problem. The lack of a fit between that and the demands of the business world.
Well, and showing how sometimes if you're in the business world, and I've been in and out of that, it can sometimes be a little bit crushing at times because it is taken so seriously and there is no levity to it.
All right, Kevin Carr, the film is Tony Erdman.
Yes.
What grade would you award it?
I'm going to give it a B+.
Oh, and I'm certainly going to give it a B. And I will tell you that my reservation is that it's almost 3 hours with some repetitive scenes.
It is very long, yeah.
However, if you've got a quirky sense of humor like Kevin, you could enjoy it.
All right.
It's Movie Time is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center, 1550 North High Street, Columbus, Ohio. Further details and showtimes online at gatewayfilmcenter.org.
The award-winning It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.